Hello. Okay, here we are. In our first game, that's my cigarette.
My cigarette. Pall Mall.
Pall Mall. In our first game, our first couple batters went out. We put them out pretty quick, right?
I already told about the first
yeah.
thing.
Okay. Second game, we played the Twins. No tension at all. Both teams are pretty well, the two strong teams in the
Silence.
League. Silence. Go on.
I think I hear talking from the
tape recorder. Oh no, that's us talking. So anyway, we won it 6-4, and I don't know who was more tense, the spectators, or that's a match I'm scratching. We're sitting in your living room, by the way, in case you didn't know. How the hell didn't you know? Did you look?
Yeah, just came out of the bathroom.
Well, she just took a little break there. So, did you wipe yourself? She's very embarrassed. Oh, well. Common, I don't know.
Oh, you're awful.
Cannon. Oh. Cannon, we're over at Cannon Day's house. Well, anyway, we won 6-4. Shit, it was a hell of a game. Well, after the first game. Yeah. After the first game, we went into the meeting of the SWAC Council. Now, they need a new member because they're running out of new blood, and the old blood was running the council the way they wanted it. So Dick and I joined Lloyd Lundeen, right, in the new movement of young blood. Now, that's a hell of a movement. You know, that's like a guy being constipated for a month and finally taking a shit. We walked in the door.
Shit all over everybody.
Yeah, we volunteered for everything. And so after we volunteered for everything, Dick volunteered for he's going to head up the hockey league. Would you believe that?
Where do you live, Dick?
And I'm in his just a minute now. Would you please? I mean, are you making a tape or am I? Is the ice still moving? I know I'm being picked up. So anyway, Dick volunteers for umpiring. He's assistant umpire supervisor, right? Huh?
Yeah, something like that.
If he ever umpired our game, I'd cut his nuts out. Anyway, next thing, he volunteers for...
He's absolutely awful.
Just tell him your joke about the bear trap.
He heard that one.
He's heard it.
Anyway, you know about the bear trap? That guy went in to get his...
His dad knows that joke.
Yeah.
He told you.
And no, he didn't tell me. He hadn't told me a good joke in his life. Any good jokes? Oh, shit, your booze is good, Dan. I don't know why the hell you aren't here. Anyway, the bear trap joke is that one guy that never felt pain in his life only twice, and they cut his hemorrhoids out. And the doctor says, geez, you didn't even winch during that operation. And the guy said, I only felt pain in my life twice. And that was once when I was out hunting and I squatted to take a shit and I got my balls caught in a bear trap. He says, when was the second time? He says, when I hit the end of the chain. Yeah. So anyway.
I'm laughing.
That is pain. Have you got your... I think Dick has had his balls caught in a chain. He ain't worth his shit tonight. Your booze is great, Dan. You should be. Anyway, so Dick, now just a minute, I'm going to tell you something. Dick is a little proud. A little proud. Some way he had to get me under his thumb after two years of being third coach in baseball. Under me and Nardoni and then Dick, he just had to get back. So this year he's up to second coach. Nardoni is out. He's in a different park now. They moved. And now Dick is second coach, and so he still had to be first. He's still fighting for that pride of first coach. So he volunteered to head the whole Southwest Activities Council in hockey. That son of a bitch, he's my boss in hockey. Would you believe that? He's going to teach me how to skate. And if you hurry back, you know, get out a little early, tell him you're going to go to school or something, you can help us, you know. We'll coach the Little League hockey. We're going to have a hell of an organization.
Right.
between the umpiring, and the new, I think we're going to have a good deal. Needs a lot of organization. We're going to give it to it. We'll get, and you know what? Do you know what? They're going to have a picnic. You're going to get.
Yeah.
We
volunteered my name.
We volunteered our name for the picnic.
We did. Somebody else did.
Yeah, but we're in it.
Must
have
been Howie.
Howie Cox.
Every time Howie volunteered for something, he told his name was Dick
Bonin. And then they call on me, and I tell them my name was Dick Morrow. Oh, shit. Anyway, well.
They didn't believe I was Louise.
But they put her name down anyway. Right. Yeah. She's got her name down for a few things. She'll get some notices in the mail. Well, here we are at Widow Connor's
house.
Here's
Matches. The farmer.
We're back to Barnstorm Matches. Your kids are fine. They all look like hell. But they're fine. Dirty, ragged. They're running the neighborhood. Their mother never keeps track of them. They're all right. They'll live. Hey, you and I got to put that swing set together someday.
Tomorrow. There's nothing for them to do.
Okay, fine. Tomorrow, Conlon, you know, just because you're away fighting the war for us, we don't give a shit about you, but we'll put up your swing set anyway. That's all right. So when you come home, bring a lot of booze. I think we need it. Well, anybody got anything special to say?
Why, are you at the end of the tape?
Yeah. Hurry up, say it.
Don't they go fast?
Don't they go fast at one time?
Hey, hey, hey,
here comes Dick. Pat!
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Well, see, you know, I made my decision now. You either go for sex or drink, and I went for drink. She could be Dick as far as I'm concerned. This is the way you look at it.
I see.
She could be Art, you know, or Jim, anybody.
You're one of those.
Yeah. I'm one of those that I leave you alone. I made my decision. I went for Conlon's bottle.
Yes.
What happens when you drink? Hey, Conlon.
I'm saying yes, he's fun.
What did you say, Widow Conlon?
Ask him what happens when he drinks.
What happens when you... Hey, Colin, you big shit. What happens when you drink and you're sick? I work like hell. Yes.
Yeah.
No, this is
a tough.
Oh, I don't know. Who? Tough on who?
On whom?
I'm sorry. On whom? We got a sixpence.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, the tape isn't going out yet, so here we are again.
Yeah.
We're still deciding on who's tough on whom. Well, Conlon, we hope you hurry home and all that bullshit. And I don't know what the hell to say, but the tape isn't running out yet, so we got to say something else. So, double.